Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And that, of course, then will allow all of the great animal posts that I put on there to come up on your timeline. And I got to tell you, now that I'm doing this Facebook thing, I get the greatest stuff crosses my path. And sometimes I have no clue where it comes from. And listeners send me stuff and it just pops out at me and just all this really cool stuff. And if you haven't watched the video of the guy and the goat, Brad Pitt and the goat. It's not really Brad Pitt, but it looks like a young Brad Pitt. And the goat with their red caps on backwards and their sunglasses. It is hysterical. Really hysterical.
I saw the beginning and I forgot to go back to watch it because you have so many great posts.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? It's just, yeah.
You really do.
I just sometimes I'm overwhelmed where it all comes from. But some just really, really great stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot of other great stuff today. I just didn't have time to pull out my tablet here and go to Facebook and then tell you about all the great stuff that's there. But you'll definitely find the bamboo elephant petition there, too, mm-hmm. if you scroll down far enough. I don't know if you put that on your... Did you put the bamboo elephant on your site,
yes,
too?
Yes, I did.
So you can see Darcy's on Facebook as well.
It's on Angels and Animals.
Angels and Animals.
Or my name, Darcy Pariso.
Or Darcy Pariso, and you can find that there. All right, and then... let's see. We've got one line open. If you'd like to call in, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then if by chance you need to post something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. If you need to reach me off the air as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, you know, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, and I'm not the best person to work with you, I probably know who is, and I can refer you or tell you how I work and what's involved and set something up to help you with your animal friends. And you can also call me if you're interested in joining the Animal World family of advertisers. And no, we've got a hot deal for new advertisers for just $26 a week. You can have an ad on the show and interviews and links on my website and all that great stuff. And if you want to contact me, you can use the Animal World email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can shoot me an email through the website, marthanorwalk.com, or you can just pick up the phone and call me. Animal World phone number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Now, if you want to get a hold of Darcy Pariso off the air, then you can go to her website, www.darcypariso.com. That's Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O, darcypariso.com. Or you can give her a call at 425-280-5132. That's 425-280-5132. All righty then. Phone lines are full. Keep those phone numbers handy when we end a call. You can go ahead and pick it up. I'm going to have to get current events in sometime this hour when we have a lull, or I'll have to save the last portion. So if you want to get in, you need to be paying attention and calling as soon as we end a call. So right now, how about we head to Oregon and welcome back to Animal World, Christine. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hello, Darcy. Hello, Martha.
Hi. Hi, Christine.
I'd call about all the animals, actually. But in particular is my dog, Kavi.
That's what I was getting, was Kavi.
Yeah. Her foot hurts, and because it hurts, I'm not taking the dogs out for playtime. So naturally, Charlie is suffering.
Okay, and Kavi is kind of she is kind of an Australian Shepherd type gal, isn't she?
Yes, she's part Aussie, part Blue Heeler.
Yeah, that's what I thought. She's an Aussie Heeler. And which foot is it that's bothering her?
Right.
Right front or rear?
Front. Right front.
And what? She's limping, carrying it up. What's she doing?
Yeah, it was bleeding when we came back from play.
Oh.
And I put...
the paw was bleeding?
Yeah. So, the plane is in the water, and it's all over a lot of lava rock.
Oh. So did you find, like, a slice in her pad or something?
Yeah, and I put some stuff on it. There's no swelling. It's been, like, 4 days now.
Okay.
So there's no swelling, and her limping isn't as bad. I'm just wondering, did I get it all? There's no swelling, so, you know, it's just the limping. So I'm thinking that she's just recovering just like I would if I,
yeah, did you pour some hydrogen peroxide or something on the cut?
Neosporin.
Okay, well, that works too. So Darcy's tuning in. What are you getting?
Christine, I think you've got it, and it's just sore from using it. But
yeah.
I think you really have taken care of it. And it's, you know, when she's off of it, it's okay. And then she moves around and then gets sore. So
yeah.
I really think that, you know, a couple more days, she's going to be a lot better.
Yeah, so I feel, you know, you get that if you get a cut in the pad, I mean, the pad's very tough. But if you get through the tough part of the pad to the sensitive area,
mm-hmm.
that's really painful.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
she's, it may be healing up. And then when she walks on it, it might spread that cut again and get it down to where it hurts. So I think, you know, it's probably helping to kind of limit the activity a little bit and just make sure that you clean it if you need to after she's been out, if she does open it up, and then,
Did you get a handle on how long it's going to take for that to heal up permanently?
I actually think it might be between a week and two before
one to
she's
two weeks
really
before she's 100%.
Yeah, 100%. I think in a couple of days it's going to feel better, because right now, okay, it still feels like there's a point in it that feels tender, where the uh-huh rest of it just feels a little sore. And so when okay she's hitting that point, that
that's
the tender part, that's when she has some problems. The sore part she can deal with. So in a couple of days, that tender part feels like it's healing up. Like it's
oh, okay,
I see it changing in like color, changing in
oh, good,
its appearance. So but I think it's going to be 1 to 2 weeks before you see her just kind of bouncing around like normal.
Oh dear, poor Charlie.
Oh.
Well, but no, does she can she continue to play and do what she wants to do in that period of time?
She insists on me throwing the frisbee for her, yeah, so I do it in the grass.
Okay, well, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Darcy. So,
oh, okay,
because I want to know, because obviously, when you got high powered herding breeds, you know, trying to keep them restricted. Mm-hmm. Now, it would be different if she'd broken a leg and had a cat or something, and
yeah,
you have to keep them. But with this, Darcy, can she play them like normal and just let Kavi self limit, or what are you getting and what would you suggest?
You know, if there's a way that you can play with her and but step it back a couple levels. Because she wants to,
yeah,
but that's going to be hard because she likes to put everything into it.
Yeah.
Like when you throw that frisbee, she's full speed ahead. I almost
right
see like her chest, like boom, and there
yep
she is, like a
yep
road runner. So,
yeah, that's why the thing is I'm worried about poor Charlie's mentality, because he's Mr. Jumping all over the place. So I'm wondering if I could leave her home and take him. But
that's what I was wondering. Should she separate them?
That
and,
was my
and
thought.
Exercise Charlie separately.
I think that you have to, because when you're playing with Kavi, I think if you could, instead of throwing the frisbee, if you could roll a ball,
like tug of war,
or something that's, or even like roll something that she's not going to put so much power and energy into it, where she has to kind of go slow to, because the ball's not moving very fast, or the tug
yeah
of war, but do something differently with her. A little different. So, and then Charlie, I think walking separately, but you might have to kind of, you know, work with Kavi first to
yeah
get her to calm down, because she's going to have a hard time being left at home if you go off with Charlie.
Yeah, I wondered if Christine explains it to her that it's temporary until
uh-huh
her foot heals.
Uh-huh. Yes,
will she be
absolutely
okay with that?
Yeah.
I've been doing that. Okay,
yeah.
So that's okay. Then tonight I'll test it. Oh God,
yeah.
I hate it because I could feel their upsetness.
Yeah, and you're a great animal communer, Christine, so you can, you know, when you talk to them or have thoughts in your mind, they're certainly picking it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
so you need to be, you know, they're like little kids. You have to keep reminding them, you know, that Kavi cut her foot and it hurts when she walks. And the more rambunctious she gets and the harder she plays, the longer it's going to take to heal. So if they will just be patient and Charlie, you know, you ask him to be patient because his girl is hurting.
Yeah.
And give him a good reason, a good sales pitch for him to cool his jets and cooperatively help in this process. And then
yeah
talk to Kavi about pulling her big girl pants up here and being, you know, responsible herself and being a little calm, because it's only temporary and it'd just be, you know, a week of lights and darks, you know, and then, but the calmer they remain, the faster she heal and the faster you can get back to normal. So,
yeah,
you know, be sure and be explaining to that to them all the time.
Yeah, and you will need to keep reinforcing it.
On it.
Yeah.
And I also see you doing, like, massage. I feel that the reward for this, for them slowing down and listening to you and reading those images in your mind is some extra attention, some extra, like, kind of scratching of the head and the shoulders and massaging and kind
yeah
of, you know.
Doesn't okay like me touching her pants.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be a good area to touch, but the other areas would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and if they're all, if everybody's pulling their hair out, well, go ahead and exercise them. And then if she's living, say, well, see, we did this, and now your paw's hurting more, and so now we're going to have to be calm, you know, for a longer period
mm-hmm
of time. But it's kind of like with kids.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
but, you know, don't lose any sleep over it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have.
I did.
because Charlie wakes me up. He's putting half his body on the bed. And
that's where that came from.
Forlornly, yes.
Okay. Well, so, you know, if you have to exercise him a little more to get some sleep, well, then do that.
Yeah.
And if it's
okay.
a little long, 'cause it's not the end of the world. I mean, she's not going to lose her foot or anything. You're keeping a good eye on it, and you're keeping it clean. Yeah. It'll be fine.
And put emotion into it, like, you know, we're slowing down right now, and this is what this means, and I'm really happy because you're healing, and pretty soon you're going to be doing, you know, back to all these activities, and woohoo, and, you know, show the emotion and that it is coming and that it's closer and closer as she listens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just about all the places to take them for a walk, except for the sidewalk, has rocks on it. You know, a lot of, you know, this is a rocky place.
Yes.
This is a desert.
Well, and do you have any? Do you have a doggy boot or something you can put on her?
I've seen that earlier.
I did too. I didn't say anything about it. But you know, they make little doggy boots things. Then they're much better designed now than they were, you know, 30, 40 years ago. So you know, you could try a little booty on her. Now there can be a learning process, a learning curve in that as well, because that could be and I'm thinking of what we used to do to toughen dogs' pads and stuff in competition work and stuff. If you we used to, before obedience trials and stuff, you know, we used to dip their paws in like Coke or Pepsi to make them sticky so they could stick to the floor and not slip and slide. But the thing we did to toughen their pads up was, I think it's the Tanum or something in tea bags, but you take a tea bag and get it a little wet, you know, so it's, you know, get that brownie color out. And then you soak the bottom of the pad in the with a wet tea bag. Use it like a compress, and that there's something in the tea that toughens the pad. Mm-hmm. But we used to do that to toughen dogs' pads way back when.
That's
like
a great
competition
tip.
Days.
Yeah, that's a great tip, Martha.
Well, I don't know. It just came around. You never know what comes out of my brain. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there over all these years. And
well, I got a lot of unused green tea.
Now, that's what I don't know if green tea has the same thing in it that black tea does.
Oh.
So you might try Googling it and see if you come up with anything. But it was, you know, there wasn't really anything that, you know, green tea was certainly not on the radar way back when, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s when we were doing this.
I think it would have some benefit, but green tea feels more like it pulls things out, like it extracts.
Oh, okay. Okay, but, so you're not,
But it would probably have some benefit. I don't know if it would be the same.
Yeah.
I haven't.
But it's something in the black tea. And I don't want to say tanum or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the right word or not, but that's what's coming into my head. So, but, you know, that could help toughen up that pad a little bit.
Yeah. Sounds like a little Google search.
All righty. Are we good, Christine?
We are.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks for the information.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, that opens up a line if you're interested. We've got to stay on time this hour, so we are going to take care of advertisers and before we go to our next call. But I want to tell you, we may have some good news on the horizon, because we had somebody call in who says their neighbor may be interested in that and our kitty in Shelton. How cool is that?
Oh, great.
So, and you got a thumbs up. So Kathy was going to call Cassie. So have you put them in touch now? Kathy will chime in here, because I got a thumbs up from both Preston and Kathy, so they're working some magic in that other
room. They are. It's a magical morning.
Yes, Aji,
a former call screener.
Yes.
It's her neighbor that might
be
interested.
It's her neighbor that seems to be interested. So I've gone ahead and called Casey and left a message with her to call Aji and call you for other answers to questions.
Excellent. So I guess I just have to figure out how to get the kitty to her. Well, isn't that great?
That is.
That's outstanding.
Thank you, St. Francis.
All right, good.
St. Francis and Divine Mother.
And Divine Mother,
It's all
yes.
about, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sign that girl her forever home.
Yes.
Alrighty, so what was I doing? Oh,
sponsors.
I was going to keep us on time. Okay, thank you for reining me back in. Deborah, hold on to your phone line. We're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. And boy, I don't know, we just blew out all the lines. So we've got open phone lines for you, folks. Darcy's got time to read for you or your animal friends. On the other side or this side, whatever, 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Animal World continues with Darcy Pariso straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching the halfway point of the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here until noon, and we're here every week, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hope you'll tune in every week when you can. And let's see, we had heard from our wonderful advertisers. Let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you about. NuPro Supplements, NuPRO. I know a lot of you for many years have been thinking I'm saying Nutro, and that's not. That's a totally different company. It has nothing to do with NuPro, NuPRO. And these supplements are phenomenal. My cats love the NuPro Nuggets. Robbie loves the NuPro supplement. He takes the NuPro supplement, that the hip and joint formula, just because he's an active golden retriever. But I have to tell you, I've come up with a whole new reason to recommend NuPro, because in the counseling sessions, I'm an animal behavior therapist, and work with people privately in their homes to help them solve problems. And I see way more dogs than I do cats. At least that seems to be what's going on these days. And I've had a bunch of clients with their dogs that they're feeding just dry food. And I think that's a put. I'm getting a lot of this going on, and the dogs are not eating all their food, so they end up leaving the food sitting out, and they end up grazing and eating a little here or there. Well, dogs are not grazers. Dogs are feast and famine models. They, in the wild, they make a kill, they pig out, they don't eat for a while, then they make a kill or scavenge and pig out and don't eat for a while. So it's very important that dogs get excited about their food. You want the saliva production going because it's real important in their digestive process. And you want them to vacuum up their food really fast and eat it all at one time. And when they really, I realize now that when we used to only feed dogs once a day, and we'd say later in the day is better because they don't eat all that much in the morning. Well, that's when we were feeding just dry food. And frankly, the bottom line is they just really don't like it that well. No wonder. And the cheaper and the crappier the food, generally the more palatable it is because they put a lot of crap in it, like sugar and stuff, to make it taste better. When they don't eat their food all at once, it's really because they don't really like it as much. And a lot of people have difficulty affording or don't want to pay for the hassle of doing canned food or adding in raw food or, you know, home cooking or that kind of stuff. But I now have an answer because these Nupro supplements are so phenomenal and so palatable. And the Nupro for dog supplement adds such great and ingredients. And if you didn't hear the show with Janice we did recently, I think it was in July that Janice was on the line with us and we talked all about it. Go back in the audio archives on MarthaNorwalk.com. The audio archive is at the bottom of the homepage. Click through on that, scroll down to find the Nupro show and listen to how phenomenal these supplements are. Well, anyway, it's the dog supplement's a powder, and when it mixes in water, it makes a nice gravy. So what you can do, and it's very reasonably priced, you can, instead of having to doctor the dry food to get them to like it and stuff, you can just add the Nupro supplement, which makes it so much better and healthier for them anyway, and then a little cool water, you stir it in, and it does this gravy. They go nuts, and they lick their bowls clean. They get really excited about it, and I can tell you every single case that I have seen recently where we didn't have dogs eating right and they were messing around, didn't like it, I've left Nupro samples and got to get them started, and their dogs are loving the food and scarfing their meals, and so it works out well. So if you got a picky eater, Nupro supplement will get your dog eating. It is really fantastic. So there you go. More helpful hints. All righty, we have got some more folks ready. And now I have a question here, Prescott or Kathy. We had a Deborah on the line that dropped. Is this the same Deborah, so I should take her first? Okay. All right, let's go to line 3 in Seattle. And Deborah, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Oh, hi there. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought we lost you, but now you're back.
Yeah.
So I took you first. So
thank you.
I knew you had been waiting. So what can Darcy help you with, Deborah?
I'm calling in. It's actually for, I walk dogs, and so I hope it's okay if I ask a question about a dog that I walk.
Of course. Sure. Anything's fair.
Her name is Izzy.
Izzy?
Izzy, I-Z-Z-I-E.
I-G-G-I-E, Iggy.
Yes.
And what kind of dog is Iggy?
She's an English Mastiff.
An English Mastiff. What color?
Beige.
Okay, kind of a tan?
Yeah.
A tan English Mastiff, so big dog.
Yes.
And Iggy, a female or male?
Yes.
Female spayed? Okay, now
yes.
I want to know, are you able to tune in, Darcy, to Iggy, one of Deborah's dog walking client, or, he's not really the client, the owner's the client, one of her dog walkers.
Yeah.
So what do you want to know about Iggy?
She started, I can't take her to the dog park anymore. In fact, I can't even walk her at all because she started getting more aggressive the older she got.
Oh, how old is she now?
She's about 2 now.
Oh, 2 years old. And so she's gotten aggressive with other dogs?
Yes. And so I don't know if it's just that she doesn't like the dog park anymore. Her owners have, they started trying to train her with an electronic collar to see if that would help out at all. So the last time I actually take her to the dog park on a leash, on a prong collar, mm-hmm. with her muzzle on a while ago, like last week. But she saw a Great Dane, and she's so strong that she pulled away from me and chased it. And so,
muzzle and all, huh?
I have a place in the woods. I can take her on a short walk, but other than that, I can't take her anywhere else. So I'm just wondering what she needs, you know, in order to not be aggressive towards other dogs.
Now, Deborah, is she like this with her owners, with her family?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. I feel like there's a couple things going on here, and when I first looked at her, I felt like she wasn't feeling so well.
And oh.
That was the first thing that I got, and I don't think it's anything terrible, but sometimes it feels like she's just not feeling so well. But the other thing that I get more strongly that came in right after that was that it's like she's got too much power, and there needs to be a conversation and a new job and possibly some training, even just some redirecting, because she has taken it upon herself to be in charge, and it feels like this has been a gradual thing that's been coming, but something flipped the switch to turn up the volume, so to speak, or whatever. And if her owners could tell her that that they're in charge and this is what we need you to do, and they show her clearly, but I also see some training where maybe they're walking her and they turn sideways and they block her from other dogs. I mean, I know Martha is a training expert, but it feels like there needs to be a conversation about her role in the family and who's in charge and what they expect, and about her not taking on other people's things.
Uh-huh.
But she needs some solid training and direction and what she can do. If it were, like with a lot of animals that are doing something that's inappropriate in our world, we tell them why, what we want them to do. We show them this is what we want you to do, and we find out if they're taking on someone else's things, and she is. But she doesn't know what to do with her time also. But it feels like there's also now this energy that's around, and it's protection. It's that same thing.
Well, yeah, and I want to show, now, Darcy, did you say something about she doesn't feel well?
The first thing I felt like she wasn't feeling so
okay.
well.
Is it like joint pain and stuff?
Let me look at her. It feels like, I think that I know where you're going with the joint pain, but when I looked at her, it just felt like overall there's like a, I don't know, not exactly lethargic is not quite the right word, but it feels like in our analogy, it would be if you have a mild cold or flu, or you're just not feeling quite yourself and you're feeling kind of irritable. I think that's part of it.
All right, well then look at this, because I've been getting a bunch of stuff while you've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that I got that came in was adding a supplement to her, like the Nupro hip and joint.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Nupro supplement, yes. Hip and joint. The options in the choices, you could also do the Missing Link hip and joint.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Missing Link makes a hip and joint, Nupro makes a hip and joint. You could also do the big guns in this department would be Connectin, which that's the top of the line.
Oh,
Connectin would be the big guns, then Nupro, then Missing Link. So those would be three options that might help her feel better.
Yeah.
Just her
mm-hmm.
general, they'd be both, all three yeah. would be good for general condition, but also for joint pain and stuff, because Mastiffs are big breeds, big breed dogs, mm-hmm. and, around 2 years old, and that skeleton, settling in, all that sort of stuff. So that was the first thing that I got, was one of our supplements that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I got, that I just know as a behavior therapist and trainer, Mastiffs are not bred to be the social butterflies of the planet. Okay. And you don't go to dog parks and see lots of Mastiffs,
right.
And social stuff, because Mastiffs can be very aggressive. Now, usually as a behavior therapist and seeing them over the years, I typically see them for small animal aggression type stuff. But they all can often can be wonderful with kids and family type stuff, but they just aren't real social butterfly uh-huh. types. And they really aren't the kind of dog that you ought to be taking.
Uh-huh.
And that may just be, you know, a lot of her coming up. So then the third thing I got was, well, just because that's the way it is doesn't mean we have to accept that. But that would be me coming in, doing a session with this family and this dog, and perhaps you joining us. If, you know, we really wanted to see how much we could modify her behavior and give her, and then take Darcy's advice and give her other jobs and that sort of thing. So we could get her more under control, but it's kind of like you're really bucking the grain, because this is really not, you know, Mastiffs are not Golden Retrievers or Labradors, you know, and all the great friendly dogs, that they're not just not bred for that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Deborah?
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, she needs a plan. She needs a plan. Yeah. This is what's going to happen. This is what you can count on, and this is her plan of action. And it'll be like Martha said, remove her from the dog park, but maybe walking her separately.
So I think the supplements could help on all levels, make mm-hmm. her, you know, healthier and feel better. And depending on whether she needs the big guns or the lower ones, but all of that, those would be good in general. But maybe if she feels better, see if dogs don't feel well, then they get more defensive.
Sure.
And in a dog's mind, if I feel at all threatened, the best defense is a powerful offense. So they're going to have to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever threatening them they're too tough to mess with. So it may be that she is being more defensively aggressive because of this not feeling well, because that's the first thing that came in for me mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. one of our supplements will mm-hmm. help her. But then we have to keep in mind what Mastiffs really are, and we don't really know, and I don't know, maybe Darcy, you can look at her genetic background. You know, does she come from a line of Mastiffs that is aggressive, and is this tendency part of her genetic makeup?
Not so much. Okay. I mean, there's a little of that, but I don't see it being over the top. It feels like it's I don't feel well. I'm kind of dragging, and I feel irritable. I'm going to growl.
All right, so let's make her feel better, number one, okay? And then number two, knowing that she is a Mastiff and she has the tendency to get defensively aggressive, that's when you could really use, they could use a session with me to see how much we can behavior modify. But I think the first thing is you got to get her feeling better.
Yeah, because Iggy wasn't doing these things in the past, was she, when you walked her or took her out?
The only thing is she would run towards other dogs at the dog park. I met them at the dog park because I walk dogs at the dog park. And I admit I don't know as much about dog behavior as I could. And but she loved to play at first when I first started taking her at like 9 months, and mm-hmm. then she would run, but the problem was like a lot of times she'd like run towards other dogs and mow them down, and they would like just totally be tumbling around because she ran into them.
Yeah, your body slams them over.
That's
the only thing that was going on at the very beginning, and then she just gradually started getting a little bit more aggressive, that's all.
The first thing that came into me is before Darcy said anything about pain, I was getting Connectin or mm-hmm. Nupro,
and avoid the dog park.
And then what Mastiffs really are. So Deborah, that might be a lesson for you. If you, as a dog walker, you might, you know, when you get new clients and new dogs, if you're not familiar with the breed, Google them and read about them. Now, you don't want to etch it in stone and make them something they're not, because there's always exceptions. Not all dogs follow the breed generalities and all that sort of things. And it isn't that we can't often change behavior and so forth. But, you know, you can't like wave a magic wand and turn a Mastiff into a friendly Golden Retriever.
We have to deal with
that makeup there. And so anyway, it might be really good for you as a dog walker to start learning more about different breeds and tendencies and that sort of thing. But then know that we often can behavior modify and tweak things and so forth. And then, of course, you know, it can be really helpful for like them to do a full session with Darcy, so that Darcy can actually talk to this dog And because that can make a huge difference in suppressing or backburnering or getting off the table breed tendencies, because they're intelligent beings. And when you have someone that communicates and can do so well on the level that Darcy can, she can be very helpful in helping to change behavior.
So can I print out this in your archive? I would like to print this out and give this to their owners. Is there a way I can
The new pro show I talked about?
Our conversation.
Oh, our conversation here. Yeah, well, you can't print it out, but they can listen to it on my website.
The archive.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Now, so just for everybody listening, you know, anybody that wants to listen to past shows, like today. Well, Mike, one of the things that Mike does besides the scenes here is every time we do an hour, he works his magic and fixes it up, and then he sends it off to my webmaster. And then, so by the end of the show, he sends all the show to her. So then, depending on what Rhonda's up to on Sunday afternoon, she will get it uploaded onto the MarthaNorwalk.com website in the archives as soon as she can. And it's usually sometime, you know, later in the day on Sunday that it goes up on the archives. And so when you click on the audio archives at the bottom of the homepage at MarthaNorwalk.com, it will be the first show that's listed, and you can listen to hour 1, 2, or 3, and you would want to listen to hour number 3 to hear this phone call again, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All righty, Deborah. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks, Deborah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We've got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. Then I think we have all the calls we can handle, because we're going to Pat in Everett and then Carmen in Seattle. We'll get you guys taken care of, and somehow I'll sneak in current events with all of this. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. And let's see, we're going to do our best to get to both Pat and Carmen here and try to get current events in here. It's going to be a real slam. So we're going to be working real quickly, and we want to keep real focused. Mm-hmm. So let's we're going to head to Everett and Pat. Pat, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. You got a lost cat?
I do. I just moved to a new apartment the beginning of August, and 2 weeks into being here, she got out, and so she's been gone just a little under 2 weeks.
And what's her name?
Her name is Poppy. She's 6 years old.
Poppy? P-O-P-P-Y?
Yes.
Poppy, okay. And what color is she?
She's white. And she has black markings, black around the top of her head.
White with black, and she's about 6 years old,
yes.
And been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's see what Darcy gets here.
I feel like she's not too far from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel that she's, I hear disoriented. It feels like that she got out and she, it just feels very different where she is. And, but I feel like she's not too far. It's almost like she's making loops. It's not like she's gone straight out in some direction.
And kind of the general rule of thumb with dogs and cats when they disappear is that cats hide, dogs run.
Yeah.
She kind of disoriented? She obviously is not familiar with...
Right. She's disoriented, and there's dog barking, and there's noise, but she's in the area. I don't know how you can get her to come out. Then let's talk to her and say, Poppy, can you bring out food or treats and call her? The thing is I don't know that she's going to come out because she is, she's nervous. She's out of her element. It's not like she's like calling a dog and they'll normally come to you. I would go around your apartment building and go a little further out. Is there something across the street that has garages or something?
I am in a large complex, surrounded by large complexes. And she does not know this area because she didn't have a chance to establish any kind of territory for herself.
I would walk around garages and see if you can find her, see if you can make noises or just talk out loud so she can hear your voice and ask her to come out because she's around garages and she's not that far. And that's why there's these garages and it feels like a loop because it feels like there's just a lot and she doesn't, she doesn't have her bearings, but she is around.
Okay.
Pat, we're running out of time here,
okay. But
Darcy and I both know another communicator who is really, really good at locating lost animals. Mm-hmm. She can tune in and get real good details. And I think her name is Sue Dixon. I think she could help you with this. So if you're okay with this, I'm going to have Mike put you back on hold and you're going to have to hold on till I end the show at noon.
Okay.
And then I can get on the phone and give you Sue's private contact information.
I will do that.
So you're willing to do that?
Yes. And I guess I wanted to know if she was still alive, and I feel encouraged that she's still out there.
Yeah, she's apparently alive,
yes.
And she's very
yes.
close and
That's
around
the
garage area of some place.
The first thing I asked her, I said, Poppy, are you here? And she said, yes.
Yeah, but I think you need someone who's really good at tuning into the lost ones and getting the details and can help direct you to where she's at. And I think Sue's the one for that job. So if you'll hold on, I do have her information in my purse, so I can give it to you, but I just can't do it until we're off the air, okay?
I will do that. Thank you very much.
All right,
good
and we'll say prayers and send energy. Everybody, see Pat finding her little Poppy. All right, hold on, Pat. Okay, and just keep Pat on hold, okay? All right, and we're going to put Pat on hold, and then let's go to Seattle and Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Welcome to Animal World. Hey. You're live with Darcy Pariso.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi,
Martha.
There.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I don't know if Darcy can help me, though. I've noticed my neighbor's cat, like a month ago, limping his front left paw. And I know he wasn't born like that because when I met him, he was walking just fine. But something happened to him.
Do you know the cat's name?
No, I can't remember.
What does he look like?
He has patches, like black, mostly white, and some brown. He's a really cute, sweet cat.
Okay.
And I saw him last week, and he keeps limping, and he doesn't put his weight on the paw.
Yeah, and is he an indoor-outdoor cat?
They let him out most of the day, but then he goes in.
Yeah, yeah, so he is an indoor-outdoor cat.
Because I feel this happened outside. I thought if it's not outside, I can see it through the eyes of outside. I thought it... something happened to him outside, and my first feeling was almost like he was in a scuffle, like almost a cat fight, but it feels more like a confrontation where he jumped or ran away. There was a possible confrontation, and that's how he injured it. And it feels like he not only injured the leg, but he pulled it, and he keeps re-injuring it by using it.
So is it something that's going to heal up on its own, do you know, or
I think that
eventually. Well, but it doesn't sound like there's a lot that Carmen can do about
it. No, it doesn't sound like there's
a
lot.
So you just were
do.
Curious, Carmen, as to what's going on or what?
No, just if, you know, I've been trying to send him Reiki and asking, you know, I think to Raphael, and
that's what I was going to suggest,
know,
to send him Reiki.
You know,
talk
to them. And but, you know, my boyfriend said, leave it alone. It's their cat. It's just, how can you not see your cat is injured, you know?
Yeah, not everybody pays close attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it feels like it's gotten worse, though, hasn't it? Because he just keeps, re-injuring it, and it's not going away. That's what the problem is.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Carmen, we're smack out of time, and I've got to get current events in. So, pray for the kitty and continue sending the Reiki, and that's the best you can do. And see and visualize him walking normally. Okay?
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay,
and of course, we don't have time for any more phone calls. We're almost out of time now. We're going to not do the current events music. We're just going to get into current events. And I'm taking the first slot because it's your last chance to get my classes this year. I won't be doing my classes again until the spring sometime. So I will be at East West Bookshop doing my Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Solving Problems. Part one will be this Wednesday evening at East West Bookshop in Seattle. It's from 6:30 to 9 p.m. and it is communicating with animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. And then a week from Wednesday, this Wednesday, September 14th, is communicating with animals. Next Wednesday, September 21st, is part two, which is the human to animal transference, where I'll teach you how your physical, mental, and emotional energy affects your animals and how to deal with that, and more tools to clear the channels so you're better able to communicate with your animal friends. Both classes are 6:30 to 9 p.m. at East West Bookshop in Seattle, and they're $26 a piece, and they stand alone if you want to come to just one or the other. But if you take both of them, $44, so woohoo. That's a hot deal. So call East West Bookshop to make a reservation, 206-523-3726, 206-523-3726. You'll find this information again on current events on MarthaNorwalk.com if you need to check it out. But again, remember, it's the last time to see me until next spring sometime. Let's see. And then Darcy's got a bunch of stuff, but let me tell you about just the other things. The fourth annual Happy Tales Wine Walk for Homeward Pet will be Saturday, September 17th. And you can order tickets now for the annual Black Cat Ball for Perfect Pals. That's October 29th. Let's see, seventh annual Sexless Soiree for Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. That's on September 24th. Humane Society's 14th annual walk for the animals will be Sunday, October 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon at Green Lake. Big party there. And okay, so then we have Darcy. Why don't you give us the rundown on where you're going to be and doing what?
Okay, I'm going to be in Seattle and in Edmonds teaching animal communication classes or their workshops. So there's 101, and it's going to be at Interspace in Seattle on Saturday, October 15th from 10 to 4. And that's part one.
Oh, and let me tell you, so you're paying attention. It would be real if you guys want to really get everything about animal communication and stuff, come to my classes at East West, 1 and 2, and then go to Darcy's. Because I'll give you all the basics and stuff, and then Darcy will give you more and expand your abilities.
And
so go ahead.
We're going to be practicing with live animals this time, too, in addition to our partners' animals. So there will be 101, learning to send and receive messages, common problems, real-life situations, working with partners' animals, developing plans, all kinds of things, your own animals, and so forth. So that's going to be at Interspace on October 15th, and then on Saturday, and Daylight Healing Center in Edmonds on October 22nd. And you can see that on the website. And then 102 is going to be a review of, you know, sending and receiving, and then medical intuition, health issues, animals experiencing trauma, stress, rescue animals, preparing for changes in the house, and lots of exercises to practice, and mediumship.
They're coming up in November?
Yeah, and okay. Mediumship, talking to animals in spirit, and part two was Saturday, November 12th in Seattle, and Saturday, November 19th in
Edmonds. And we will have those up on the Animal World Current Events sometime this week.
Yeah, okay.
So we're smack out of time. And I got to tell you, stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Then next week, remember, Morley Venkatrol, our magnetic Indian yogi master, is in the studio for Sacred Secrets of Hinduism and the Lineage of Yoga. It's just going to be a must-hear show. That's next week. And boy, that just takes us out of time. So I got to say, Mike, thank you. Prescott, outstanding. Woohoo. Darcy, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.